Okay. Welcome to vote here. And okay. Oh. Okay. I want to see where I was with my thing. Okay. So for those who have heard me before, and I've spoken before here, please bear with me. I'm sure there'll be something else I'm going to say, but brief background on my history. Let's see, I'm 78 years old. I came into these rooms when I was 38. And the issue that I had was that at that time, before I came into the rooms, I was overweight, morbidly obese. I was 100 pounds overweight, okay? And I tried everything and I was successful. I'm an engineer and I knew how to do everything. In fact, the jobs I held were not really engineering jobs. They were a little bit of a lower level. So I thought because I did a lot of things, you know, I had all the degrees and my counterparts didn't, I knew everything. Besides how to lose weight, I knew how to design buildings and do this and do that and site development. So I knew everything. Little did I know how little I knew. And I truly mean that. The miracle of this program basically was, you know, coming into these rooms just because of the vanity. I couldn't live with myself and leaving with so much more. And it really was well worth the trip. And as my sponsor says, you know, I expect to die with the disease, but not from the disease. And I could have never said that before coming into these rooms because I knew where I was going. Again, I've had just a million bouts with, you know, and by the way, if the program was free on a weight thing to lose weight, it wasn't worth it. So I went for the big things. I went for the psychiatry, I went for hypnosis, I went for there's a couple of pay programs I did and special foods and special this. And, you know, because I'm smart and I knew how to work the numbers, I was successful. The problem that I had was it's like all those things were Band-Aids. I could lose, I mean, anybody could lose weight. You throw them into a closet and don't feed them and they'll lose weight. The losing weight was, I could never keep it off. I mean, at one time, I actually kept it off for a week. I mean, that was one of the longest times. But generally, I went right back because they allowed you to eat this. You could do that. There was no basic change in me. And that's where I needed to change. It wasn't just the food that I needed to change. There were other things around me that I needed to change. And I was not aware of that. Coming into these rooms, you know, taught me. And believe me, it took me a lot to teach me. It was a long time, you know, what other things I needed to check. And I didn't even want to check. I didn't want to do anything. All I want, I came to the rooms, where's a copy of the diet? That's all I want. And I can't believe a Jewish guy for the first time going into a church and then seeing men holding hands and saying a prayer, serenity. What is going on here? These are like, it's like a cult. And this is everything that they did. How about never heard of serenity prayer? I never even knew what AA is. I knew it was something, but all I knew, and I used to be so proud of my stomach because people say how much they drank and I had a little beer belly. And I said, I got all this from my stomach. I'm patting my stomach, you know, from food. I don't waste my calories on liquor. So I guess the liquor wasn't a big thing, but I lied because I didn't gain the weight from the food. Because food right now to me is different than the food I ate before. I ate crap. I ate everything that, you know, I was a garbage pail. I was a guy that used to buy Entenmann's cakes, the cheap. They used to have them like red line, black. That's just for the older people like me. And then freeze them because they were cheap. They were like 80 cents or whatever. And you freeze them. So for company, well, you know, but then, you know, I looked at the cake and you know, it wasn't really straight. So I would take it out frozen and try and straighten it out frozen. And I let it defrost a little bit. I straightened it out. And then, oh, I shouldn't be talking about it. But, you know, by the time I straightened out, there wasn't much left. So I went, I just can't believe babysitting when I was 16. I would put whipped cream on my hand and eat it because I didn't want anybody to know that I used any utensils. So I would, you know, go to the refrigerator, take their foods. I mean, handle it. I never eat the food that was on the table that was meant for me. I mean, the indignities, the all the things. And I thought I knew it. I thought I don't know. I was the key thing is that the level that I came into, which I really can't believe it. I keep thinking about things. There's so many stories, how I knew everything, and you know, I knew how to do it, I knew how to weigh it, I knew how to do this, and the thing is, I knew I never realized how little I know, and only by coming into these rooms and by acting as if I believed it. And by the way, the only reason why I came to these rooms because I was desperate. I was at my highest weight and I no longer could even lose weight temporarily. No, just let me lose weight temporarily. I couldn't even do it anymore. It was gone. That ability that I had was gone. And my wife just gave birth to twins. So we had four kids in the house, a five, a three, and a two, newborns. And we lived a two-story house. I couldn't go upstairs. It was a trip and a half to go upstairs to change the diapers. I mean, what kind of a functional person was I? So I knew I had to do something. It wasn't working. My life wasn't working. I really knew I had to, but I wasn't willing. But luckily, there was a gal, a friend of ours who belonged to this program that said, please. And this was during a big monster dinner I was having, Chinese food at in the house. Said, no, don't worry about finishing dinner. No, we'll just come. So I did. I went to a meeting. And again, that first meeting, I didn't believe in it. But, you know, I stayed. I met a guy who's now my sponsor. And I was going crazy. I was looking for the diet. Where's the diet? He didn't know what he told me. He just said, just take it easy. Don't worry about it. There's no diet. Just let me tell you one thing at a time. The big thing he gave me was, he said, you got to call me. My last chance. He was a nice guy. So I said, all right, I'm going to do him a favor. I'll call him. I'm doing him a favor. Well, anyway, as I said, nothing happens in God's world by mistake. Man, that was great for me because, you know, although my intentions were wrong, because I was doing this for him, but eventually I realized I was doing it for me. But I think the key thing that helped me is that when I first came to the program, you know, I was working with my sponsor primarily. He was my higher power. But as time went on, I realized it was a little bit of a transfer. Less of him and more realizing that God is doing for me what I could not do for myself. So between the two of them, no matter where I was physically or this or that, wherever it was going, I had somebody watching. That's why we talk about this program. You know, you're not alone. In every other program, I didn't have anybody helping me on a regular momentary basis. If that, you know, and I was just lucky that initially for the first that I got rid of all the garbage that was in me and my thinking started to become clearer. And the clarity of thought that I had was enabled me to continue working. I really didn't work this much of the steps. I really didn't do any phone calls. You know, I tried to do as minimal possible. You know, I basically cheated in a lot of the areas, except for one area, the food, that had to be perfect. Because that I knew I could do, because that was a physical type of thing. And the rest, I guess I was just being carried by my until I was able to see the rest of the program. The clarity of being free from this drug gave me an ability to take in the rest of the program and learn what was wrong with me and where I needed the help. And it really worked. It was absolutely phenomenal. And long term, to maintain this, this 100 pounds for about 17, 20 years. And then my father got ill and things happened and I had to go into Queens all the time. And I kind of forgot about going to meetings. And when I stopped communicating, what do you think happened? Well, I can tell you what happened. I started gaining the weight back. And I was relatively good. I never touched anything bad, but the quantities, things changed. And then I realized I can't do it. So for that 2 years that I was, or 3 years that I was out of it, not going to my meetings, I was fortunate and I didn't gain all my weight. I only gained like maybe 25 or 30 pounds. Since then I had lost it and I'm back where I was before. But I do want to talk about one other thing that I think is really very important. I always share it about me in the way of clarity of thought and ability to do things. As I said, I'm an engineer and I was doing development work for chain restaurants, being basically locating and design and permitting, getting permits to build them in various locations. And for, restaurant chains. And what happened is that I quit my regular job. I was actually working for McDonald's at the time. Don't forget, this is, don't tell anybody I was working for McDonald's and building this stuff. And I went into my own business. I was working as a consultant. All right. Now, my old boss, I generally got along pretty well with. So 2 years, 3 years after I had left him, I hadn't seen him in 3 or 4 years, and I was working as a consultant, and I had just, it's about 5 years since I've seen him, about five years. So I just lost the weight, and I had a twofold thing. I wanted to call him because I wanted, first of all, he's a good friend of mine, and I wanted him to see my new weight because, hey, 100 pounds is 100 pounds. He remembered me as a fat guy, a little bit of a slob and a lot of other things, but yeah. Yep, he remembered me. Anyway, I called him and I said, hey, how would you like to meet me for lunch? We'll go out. I have a proposal to you on how I can develop some of the restaurants in certain areas. And I'd like to go over the entire routine of what I plan to do for you, for the corporation, as a consultant rather than as an employee, which is what I was doing. I was doing it for a number of restaurant chains at that time. And he said, oh, sure, Mike, how you doing? I said, fine. So we met at the restaurant and I see him, yeah, he's doing great. The meeting was great. Everything was wonderful. But again, I share this all the time, because I can't forget it. Not one word about the weight loss. He's talking to me and he's saying this. We're talking about old times and this. Nothing about the. I said, I was getting pissed. So we had our lunch. We went through, we got a couple of deals going. He was very pleased and went great. Everything was fine. And we spent a lot of time and I got the work I wanted. But what I didn't get was, hey, Mike, an attaboy, how great you look. I mean, that to me was very important. Nothing. Finish up, shake hands, start going up our different ways. And he says, hey, Mike, I just noticed, I got to ask you, we've had this entire discussion about development and how you're going to be doing this and doing this. You know, when you work for me, you were never able to handle business situations like that. You never were able to go through this whole process and how you were, it was so clear. So How did you do? Did you join some kind of S program? What did you do? I actually did tell him about the OA program, but that didn't really go that. I mean, he said, but what really impressed him was the fact that I didn't think the way I did before. And it was a much more improved Mike. And I was able to handle things. And fortunately for me, I was successful as a consultant. But I could have never have done it without this program. It was more than just the weight. It was the ability to think, analyze, and make great decisions. And I can only do that by not being alone and with the help of my sponsor, and of course, mostly my higher power. And with that, I will say thank you very much for listening to me. And I hope I didn't get everybody too bored. And